Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello and welcome to Dave Moore, the podcast with me, Dave Moore, her, Maria Devereaux.
Hello. And
him, Colin Minogue.
Thanks.
How are you doing? What do we do the whole podcast where we're just breathing out? Breathing out the whole time you're doing the podcast.
That's so weird.
I listen to this, you can go to sleep to this noise, you could.
That's a niche in the podcast market.
Yeah, no one does breathing out podcasts.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, would you like to listen to hours of this?
Why are you, no, that makes me want to clear my throat.
Yeah, why are you in Dublin,
I
man?
I don't know. I just think this, if I was doing a breathing out podcast, call it breathing out.
Oh, I really like this.
Leave it breathing out.
Leave it breathing out.
Well, you know, God, sometimes I just talk like this. You know what I mean?
I
sometimes
know.
Like I just be going around like, in my head, or even in the car, like just be talking like this all day. Wishing I was one of these lads, but I'm not.
Just, did you like, grow up like that? Because I definitely grew up with a stronger accent.
No, I tell you what happened to me, right? I was living in the Marnock, right? And in the Marnock, it's very suburban, right? And it's very, I won't say posh, it's not posh.
It is posh.
No, it's not posh.
I'm from Clondalkin, and it's posh.
Maria, in fairness, like, you up the flats is posh compared to Clondalkin.
Hey.
But what I will say is, no, what I will say is, right, it's middle class. No doubt about that. It's middle class, right? But people used to talk like this in Portmarnock when you're out. They'd be like, you see them over there? He was saying that to me outside the disco. I'm going to punch the head out of him. And then the man drive past in the car and go, John, yeah, mum. No, I'll be in for dinner. What is it? Is it is mince and potatoes? I'll be in around six. See you, bye. Bye. Then I'll point the head on my daddy when they go around there. I'll be in a minute. Yeah, so that was definitely something. I did another thing the other day. So I was driving up to collect my son from the gym. And I don't know where this came from. So this happens to me all the time. I start putting on a voice in the car because the acoustics in the car are quite good. Like, as in, like, because I wouldn't have a podcast on if I'm driving like 5 minutes to pick him up from the gym. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of, what, you know, so I aged myself into like a mid-70s Wyoming cowboy.
You are so
now,
weird.
I don't know if I can do it now the way I was doing it, because that'll, so I'll let myself down. But this is what I was doing, right? I was going.
Well, I spend a lot of time on the farm. I found myself in a lot of situations the cowboys found themselves in. And I talk like this for, I'd say, the entire 5 minute journey. And then when he got into the car, I wanted to show him that I had this voice of this different person that is not me. And it's not his dad. It's some guy from Wyoming. And he looked at me and he was like, "You are so weird.
You are so weird."
Do you know what you're giving
you
me?
So
you're giving
weird.
Me Michael Keating vibes.
Stop encouraging it.
Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, Batman. Yeah, but
no, but now you're trying to be him. Don't
no,
try and
exactly.
be him.
I'm not trying to be him because that's not because you got to pronounce your vowels yeah. a certain way when you're from the southern states.
It's like kind of that in his Beetlejuice mix, isn't it?
But I do this.
I'm not encouraging this behavior.
Why not, Maria? Because I got to be the. Imagine if I turned into some kind of Hollywood actor.
You are so weird.
And I've got the ability to do this. People be like, people freak out about Colin Farrell's penguin voice. What if they saw me? Like, you hear that guy. He's like from Portmarnock. This is what he does.
There's like a little rattle in it or something.
So, do you know what?
That's why I'm trying to age myself into that. I don't want to come out of this.
I like it.
Can I give you the difference between your car journeys to collect your kids and mine?
Please do.
So you're thinking about things like that.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, oh, I'm going to age myself up and I'm going to practice this accent and I'm going to be a new character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't got the dinner on. I need to get milk, so I have to go down. And so and I'm nearly late to collect him. He's going to wonder where I am. And Fia's in the back and she's crying. And I'm like, it's okay, it's okay. We'll get you, baby, when we go home. It's fine, it's fine.
I would say,
so those are,
if you could channel a 72-year-old Wyoming cowboy, Fia might calm down.
Yeah. Or freak out.
Yeah, well,
or freak out.
Scare the child.
Mommy? Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible, even the fact that you drive in the silence. It's even, like, if I had to park the car from 1 inch to the next, I'm turning back on everything.
No,
I can't.
Not if I've got a short journey, because I don't want to get into the situation. And especially when someone's getting into the car, like one of the kids or their friends or whatever. I don't have to pause my podcast or turn off my death metal. It's like, just get it off now.
Yeah.
And then I can do these things kind of thing like that.
Because I'm never driving in silence, right? But you know, like the odd time you might, let's say if you do turn down, you know, and then you start hearing the indicator going off and all that. I actually feel like I'm in a taxi in a foreign country. Do you know the way they don't ever have the radio on, and all you hear is like the indicator going off, and it's just really quiet.
Do you not ever just want to be with your thoughts?
No, I'm like, scared to death of my thoughts. I don't want to open up any curtains in there.
Sometimes if I'm driving to work or home from work, it's the only time I'm by myself.
And you get silence,
like, do you know what? The radio's going off. I'm really sorry.
Hey, we all work on radio.
The radio's going off.
Enough radio.
I'm not listening to anything. No podcasts, no music, no Spotify. I'm just going to drive. And nobody needs me for anything. And nobody's calling my name from another room. And nobody's emailing me looking for ideas.
No, we are emailing you and WhatsApping you. You're just ignoring us because you're driving. Which is the only time you can obviously justifiably avoid us. Yeah.
But I love that time.
But that's why when I sent a voice note to my favourite Manchester United podcast called Talk of the Devils, where I spoke with a Manchester accent. And the lads who were all from Manchester thought I was from Manchester. That was kind of the joke of my voice note. And like I convinced these unbelievable Mancunians that I was a Mancunian. But the reason I could do that is because I spend hours in the car. When I finish their podcast, then I'll spend the rest of the time talking like that, and I'll just talk like I'm from Manchester for the whole time on the way home on my own for another 20 minutes. So I'm learning exactly how they speak all the time and then correcting myself going, well, that's not the way Ian says it.
Yeah.
Ian says it differently than that. Andy, who's from Withenshaw, it's a different part of Manchester. He'll have a different, slightly different tone to his accent. I do that. So
it's just like
very good.
Yeah, I'm nonstop. But that's what happens to me. And then if I listen to Kevin Bridges, forget it. Any stand-up I hear from Kevin Bridges.
Oh, the Scottish?
Yeah, for
the
night, I'm like, do you think that I could possibly be this person for the rest of my days? Because I have absolutely no interest in not being this guy from now on.
No.
Anyway, let's stop that now.
That's strong.
I know. I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. I paid a compliment to an actor. His name is Taron Egerton.
Good at accents.
He's very good at accents. Because in fact, in this movie, obviously he's British. He plays an American character. He's very good. However, I did notice a new talent of his. In the movie, Carry On, he runs a lot. It's a kind of disaster, bad guy, airport, Christmas movie. And I paid him a compliment and I told him he's good at running. Listen to this. You run your arse off in this movie as well. And
yeah,
you're very good at running. Like, you look really good at running.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, because it's a thing. Like, I mean, look, if I started running now, I think everyone around me would just start chuckling. You know what I mean? Some people can just do it. You run really well.
That's so nice of you to say. Thank you. Yeah. I think I walk quite duck-footed. I've always thought that. And I also, I don't really know how to respond to that.
Okay.
I'm very grateful to you for saying it.
Take it as a compliment. Yeah. But Maria then thought that it was an odd compliment
it
to pay somebody.
It is an odd compliment. He didn't know what to do with that information.
He tried his best
to answer and go along with your question and then just bailed. He was like, I don't know what to do with this anymore.
But it got us talking about odd compliments that you've received, and oh my God.
Dave, I'm jumping to your defence here on the running question. I have it in the back of my brain that one of the people who played Bond, possibly Roger Moore, was told never to run on screen because he looked ridiculous. So, good question, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter. I'm glad you think that. Lots of people are sending in the compliments they've been given that they're not too sure about, like Aideen.
Lately, I got a compliment. Oh, you look very tired. And I was like, no, I had a good night's sleep last night. This is just how I look now. Thank you very much.
Also, Aideen, I don't think that was a compliment. Just let me know. Owen's been
on a night out with a friend of mine at the end of the night. Saw two young girls sitting down having their chips. So I was like, let's go over and talk to the girls. And we went over and sat down beside them and chatting away. And when the girls turned to me and said, you look like David Beckham. And I was like, oh, yes, in here. Nice one. Here we go. And then I kind of moved closer and she turned around to me and said, I don't like David Beckham. And I thought that was just awesome.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. All right. Another Aideen's been in touch.
Talking about weird compliments. A man that I used to work with was very old school and often said, sometimes you're wonderful.
Sometimes.
Still don't know how to make it out.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get your head around, all right. Emma?
I was working in a call centre and I had a client at the end of the call. I helped them out with some technical issues or whatever. And he turned around and he says, you know what? You speak English very well. And I'm going, thinking to myself, thanks, I think. I've spoken English all my life. I just have a different accent. But thank you.
Thank you, possibly. You know what? I think being good at running is a... if someone said that to me, I'd be so honoured. I don't know why he freaked out so much. But it did lead us on to that conversation of all those weird compliments. So listen, I was given out during the week because we had 14 male Music Master contestants in a row, including the two Johnnies. And I was like, no, come on. Come on, ladies. Step, it's not good enough. Up you get. Send your text. And then they all come out of the woodwork all dying to play. Not only that, we not had one. We had two female winners in a row. Now, Melissa, how are you?
Not at all, thanks.
Good. So the kitchen floor is cleaned. And okay. Have you anything to do now between now and when you leave the house, other than trying to become a music master, of course?
I calm myself down after all this.
The heart rate's flying, is it?
The texts are flying in.
Oh, listen, I would say they are, because they're flying in here on the text line alone, not to mind people who actually know you. So, listen, you've done very well so far, but let's see if you can complete the final hurdle, as it were. Are you ready to do the final round?
I'll be ready, yes.
Okay, let's go. Final round. Okay, Melissa, in this final round, I will give you three clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
All right.
Okay. The year is 1934. The place is Dunleary in Dublin. And the lyric is, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be.
Ronnie Drew, Dubliners.
Ronnie Drew, the Dubliners. You sound fairly confident about that, Melissa.
It's Seven Drunken Nights.
Seven Drunken Nights. You know the song as well, she does. Well, let's see if you're right.
I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be.
She is right. You're a music master! You legend, Melissa. There was no doubt in your mind, was there?
Oh, I'm delighted with that.
Oh, listen, rightly so. You should be. A phenomenal first round and bonus round, and the all-important final round, of course. Music Master on Today FM. Yeah, Clodagh Ryan.
Well, Dave.
You said you were up in Dublin with the hubby. What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Connor Ryan.
Connor Ryan.
My lovely patient hubby.
And is the lovely patient hubby any good at Music Master? Is he helping you out here, or is it all you?
I'll be honest, he ate me after I was on the break that I didn't get the darkness one. That's the darkness. So, yeah.
Right, well, he can feel free to shout an answer. As long as you give me the answer is all that matters to me. I don't care where it comes from.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Okay. Well, look,
this all depends on whether I get to go shopping today.
So if you become a music master, you'll go shopping, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Right. Well, I think you should go shopping anyway. But anyway, let's just see.
We're in the middle of selling our house and buying a new one. So
oh,
we're
God.
Under severe pressure.
I can imagine. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay.
So it's great fun.
Yeah, well, listen, hopefully the 250 quid that you're going to win now as you become a music master will help. And you can definitely spend it going shopping instead of putting it into the mortgage account.
Now you said it.
There
I like
you go.
Thinking.
Okay. Right, let's do the final round. Are you ready?
Ready, let's go.
Okay. Final round. In this final round now, Clodagh, I'm going to give you three clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, all right?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Okay, the year is 1984. The place is California.
California.
And the lyric is, you don't have to feel like a waste of space.
You don't have to feel like a waste of space, lyric. You don't have to feel like a waste of space. Da-da-da-da-da, 84, so... I'm thinking Katy Perry, because I think she's the same age as me.
Katy Perry is the same age as you.
So, yeah, and I know she's California, but you don't have to feel like a waste. Oh, am I wrong?
Are you wrong? Are you right? Let's have a listen. You don't have to feel like a waste of space. You're absolutely right! You are a music master. You identify that it is, of course, Katy Perry, born in 84 in California. And there you go. Congratulations.
I gave away my age, but sure, who cares?
Well done to Melissa. Well done to Clodagh. Two female music master winners. And then they'll also get the chance to be more winners, of course, every single day on the radio. And if you listen to this, Music Master is there, 9 to 12 on Today FM. Make sure you tune in. Have a listen, have a go. The other famous people I spoke to during the week, Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, their incredible movie, We Live in Time. Now, it's out January 1st, 2025. So depending on when you listen to this, you can either go and see it, or it's been out or hasn't out yet, whatever. So emosh. It's unbelievably emosh.
Is that a good time to put out a movie?
I have no idea. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because the holiday weekends in America, like July 4th is the big, that's when the biggest movies come out. But then this year, October, was Wicked and, or was it November, was Wicked and Gladiator.
And Moana is trying in there as well, isn't that huge?
Yeah, yeah, Moana
too. See, I think
too.
For that time of year, I think you want to, like, nobody wants to party, party. Everybody wants to just, you still want to do stuff, but
not,
stuff that's not high energy.
Yeah.
And going to the cinema is one of those things.
That's a good show.
So I think actually it's a really good time to put
we'll
it in. We'll
only go to see We Live in Time if you're prepared for the emotional outburst you're going to have.
Guys, which you mightn't be after a week of Christmas.
True. Get all that fear out.
It is so good, but it's honestly, you will be thinking about it. As I keep said to them and as I keep saying to everyone who asks me, it has stayed with me for so long. I saw this movie ages ago. But I keep, like, I'll be driving along in the silence in my car and I will think about this couple and go, oh, Almut and Tobias aren't real. That's Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, but I'm still thinking
about
them.
And they're doing
them.
Their own thing in their own lives,
Yeah, but
not
I think
together.
About that couple and go, God, I wonder. Anyway, I won't spoil anything.
Yeah, you need to turn on the radio.
Anyway, the point is, Andrew Garfield really wants to come to Ireland to do something very specific. Andrew, how are you as a home chef or a professional? Were you likely to see you on MasterChef soon?
No, not me. I love cooking. I really do enjoy it, especially for other people. I love a Sunday roast or a spaghetti bolognese. I like a recipe. I'm not this very gifted kind of like free wheeling.
Sure.
Came more like Florence was teaching me to do that more, to trust myself more with cooking, because she was raised with such kind of freedom in the kitchen, which I really think is so beautiful to watch. But no, for me, I do love cooking. I do. I love food. I'm just like, I'm more of a fan of food than anything. Like, I just, but there's this place in Ireland, this amazing culinary school in Ireland. I forget exactly what it's called, that I've been dying to go to for, like, you can do like an intensive, like a month and what.
Ballymaloo. Yes, absolutely.
Ballymaloo. We were talking about this. I think I've been dying to do it. It's on the bucket list. So like, hopefully maybe when I, like, a little bit later in life, when I'm like really slowed down, I can come and like, refine my skills there and be in the chef's garden and farm and stuff.
Yes.
Like that.
Oh, listen, it would be amazing to get you across there. Yeah, I've often had the people behind Ballymaloo on the show lots of times, and it's an amazing place. It really is.
Oh yeah, it looks absolutely like some kind of heaven. Yeah.
Do you ever pass a test to get in?
No, you can just apply and go to the Ballymaloo cooking school, and then you can learn everything you need to learn. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's beautiful. And the grounds are so beautiful, and the farm looks so beautiful, and just looks absolutely like a dream come true. Yeah.
Well, actually, Rachel Allen was on to me, and she said she's going to reach out to Andrew Garfield's people.
Oh, wow.
And get him down to Ballymaloo School.
Oh, wow.
Well, so they better say it's because you said.
Oh, well, look, I don't really mind.
We could, we'll do an OB then when he's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of stuff that gets you banned from Andrew Garfield's people.
Hi, we're just here to broadcast our show.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you getting on with the mushrooms? Good, they look delicious.
We're talking to so many celebrities on the show, one a day, so make sure you tune in 9 to 12 on Today FM. You'll always hear me talking to somebody. Listen, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. You can obviously let us know at any stage if you have any weird driving habits you want to talk about. dave@todayfm.com. You can always get in touch with the show that way. Thanks very much from me, Maria and Cahill, and Emer is not here, but from Maria's anymore as well.
Goodbye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.